these are just some expressions which we'll try to put into a conversational form. A married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind. She says, well, I must ask.
Advice?
Well,
How would you?
She would ask, she must ask her spouse. What would she like to say? Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask
my husband.
The man then would say, well, I must ask my
wife. He wouldn't say spouse.
And a woman who's lost her husband then is called
a widow.
And if she's divorced, she's
a divorcee. And we've got every other woman in our youth is a widow.
Is that right?
Terrible.
Is that right?
Terrible.
This is true. In my area where I live in Ohio, in one block, I think there are 18 widows.
We have the same thing.
Three married couples.
There's just three married couples on this street from the intersection up there, that first line to the courthouse, old courthouse. There's 17 or 18 widows and three couples.
Strange thing. When you were a child, how did you refer to your parents?
Mama and Papa.
Uh-huh.
We didn't say mother and father.
And if you were describing them together, then you would say my
parents.
And how about your grandparents?
Well, I always said grandma. I didn't know my grandfather, either on mama's side or papa's side.
And did you have any affectionate terms you might use?
Now, a lot of the family did have affectionate terms for my grandmother. And where they ever got it, I don't know. One of them was Gumma. But, and my sister's children, grandchildren, call her Gargi. And where they got that, I don't know.
Uh-huh. And if his parents say that their sons and daughters are still in school, another way is to say are in school. If they mean their sons and daughters, if they want to say just one word, say our.
Attending? Wouldn't say that.
Well, our sons and daughters together, our.
Children.
Children, okay. And something that you use to put a baby in, it'll lie down.
A crib.
All right, if it has wheels on.
A buggy.
All right, and if you have it in the buggy, and you walk down the street with it, you are what?
Rolling it.
Okay. And how do people pronounce the word that would follow your children are your sons and your
daughters? Sons and daughters.
All right. Or your children are your boys and your
girls.
If a woman is about to have a baby, say she is
pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And suppose the woman doesn't have a husband, how do you refer to her? Is there a special way?
Well, of course, you'd say unwed.
And how do you refer to the child of an unwed mother?
Well, of course, it's illegitimate, usually they say, but I don't know.